Early ballots for Arizona's primary election will go out next week, and GOP voters and independents who request a Republican ballot will now only have two big-name options, Carrie Lake and Karen Taylor Robeson. That's because former Congressman Matt Salmon dropped out of the race yesterday. Even with his significant name ID, Salmon's campaign never grabbed any momentum in a competition that until recent months was being dominated by Lake. With us for a few minutes to assess where the gubernatorial race stands now is former gubernatorial candidate herself, Christine Jones. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So how big an impact is Matt Salmon dropping out and endorsing Karen Taylor Robeson today?
Well, I have to say at the outset, it was a really stand-up move by Matt because we see so many primaries on both sides of the aisle that are crowded and disjointed. And, you know, for somebody who realizes they don't have the numbers to do this is a really stand-up move. My sense is he had, you know, say 12 to 15% of the polling going out of the race. And those numbers have to go somewhere, as do the undecideds. Because politics is all about relationships, he probably comes in and endorses Robeson, which makes a really interesting decision for the Lake voters who, or the Salmon voters, who feel like what the term I'm hearing people use is Robeson is the third term of Ducey. And that's a tricky thing for conservatives in this state who have not liked him in the last couple of years.
I want to go back to that, Christine, but let me ask you one more thing about Matt Salmon, and that is he's in a position where, as I mentioned in the intro, former congressman and came very, very close to being Arizona's governor about two decades ago, just narrowly lost, extremely narrow loss there. Why didn't he really grab hold or any momentum in this race?
Well, you know, unfortunately in politics now, you have to have the resources to be heard. And money doesn't guarantee a win, but lack of money almost always guarantees a loss. And sadly for Salmon, his fundraising kind of was in third place behind Robeson's ability to self-fund and Lake's ability to raise. So, you know, Matt is a accomplished, experienced policy guy. He's a legitimate conservative. He was one of the founders of the Freedom Caucus. But if nobody hears you, nobody can get behind you. And it would have been great for him to talk about that race against Napolitano, right? To talk about how he was this close to becoming the next governor. But nobody got to hear that message because he just couldn't spend against it.
Christine, why do you think he decided now to end his campaign? I mean, the numbers, as he said, the numbers are what the numbers are. And the numbers have been pretty much where they are for quite a while now.
That is the question of the day, because it feels like it's about 2 or 3 weeks too late. You know, as we now know from the audits that we've talked about ad nauseum, it takes a long time to print millions of ballots. And if this decision had come just a few weeks ago and his name could have been removed from the ballot, it sure would have cleared up a lot of confusion when people start to receive those mail ballots next week and see his name on there. So it's a really good question. I haven't talked to him this morning, so I can't give you a certain answer on that. But my sense is it's such a difficult thing after you've been traveling around the state and, you know, you drive 4 hours to Clifton or Morenci or Lake Havasu and, you know, to talk to eight people. It's such a labor of love. It is almost impossible to make the decision he made, which is why I started this by saying it was such a stand-up move. Really, really tough decision. So I'm not surprised he waited until the last minute.
Christine, were you having PTSD there from your own campaign?
Actually, that is exactly the term I mentioned to my husband last night. I said, this feels like PTSD. All of the signs feel like PTSD. But you know what happened in my race? We had Captain Al Melvin, who was a former state senator. He dropped out. We had former Congressman Frank Riggs. He dropped out. We had a couple of other lesser known candidates who dropped out. But they did it well enough in advance that if they wanted to support somebody else, they could. Their names didn't appear on the ballot. And it sure created a lot less confusion when people were marking. I mean, my sense is, and you guys can hold me to this, I think Matt probably is going to get 20, 25,000 votes because not everybody pays attention to this like we do.
Right. He is still on the ballot. That's a good point, Christine.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up in the last minute or so here. So as you mentioned, this is going to be tough for certain folks, some who define themselves as conservatives, some who are Trump conservatives, whatever it may be. Carrie Lake has had the lead in polls we've seen for many, many months. And yet it seems as though her support had really leveled off. Do you think her max is a 30 to 35%, or do you think she can break past 40 potentially?
Well, it sure looks like a horse race now between Robeson and Lake, even though there are other candidates that are going to appear on the ballot. Can Kerry break 35%? I think the answer is yes. I think some of the true conservatives, people who self-identify as true conservative, will throw their support behind her once the third term of Ducey message gets out. And in a four-person race, you know, you don't need much more than 35% to win a plurality to get to the general election ballot. So it is anybody's game. They have to go after those undecideds and salmon voters and see who they can secure. But it'll be really interesting because unlike a lot of Republican primaries where they're decided in the first week of early balloting, this one may go down to election day. And so for those of us who like to pop the popcorn and watch the show, it's going to be really, really fascinating to watch it.
All right. That is former gubernatorial candidate Christine Jones. We always appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.